USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is celebrating the 4th of July with 44 new citizens.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who was an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. Independence Day celebrations are happening today at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. The president is set to address the crowd at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, some Democrats are saying the president is making this event too political and not more about our country, to which White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
"That's absolutely ridiculous. This is all about a salute to America."
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A Capital Fourth, America's longest-running national TV event on Independence Day, returns for its 39th annual broadcast on PBS. This year's celebration will again be hosted by John Stamos, who will be performing with the Music Corps' Wounded Warrior Band.
This is going to be the heart of the show. I hear they're great musicians, and I always wanted to go visit the vets in the hospitals and celebrate them and honor them. And now doing it in a musical sense is really exciting for me to go and play with some of these musicians. And then to get to bring them on stage at the Capitol Forum with hundreds of thousands of people watching live and also millions at home is, I don't want to overhype it for myself, but I think it's going to be one of the greatest moments of my career.
All the coverage begins on PBS at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Los Angeles Angels will wear a number 45 patch on their jerseys for the rest of the season to honor deceased pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The 27-year-old was found dead in his hotel room on Monday in the Dallas area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If you're traveling on this 4th of July holiday, make sure you're extra careful. Scammers are still out there trying to get your credit card information, especially when you're getting gas at the pump or money out of an ATM. Matt O'Neill is a Secret Service agent. He talks about just how big of a deal this is.
We have open cases in over 50 field offices representing every state in the union.
O'Neill also talks about just how easy it is these days to get your credit card information at a gas pump.
With a Bluetooth skimmer, you don't ever have to retrieve the skimmer.
So what do the thieves do once they have your credit card information?
They'll take the stolen payment card number, and then they will re-encode a gift card or a credit card, and then they will use that to buy electronics, gift cards, stuff that they can fence on the gray market, the black market, or the open market.
If your card does have a chip, it should be safe from scammers, but if it does not, O'Neill advises it's better to go inside and pay for your gasoline. The only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment is leaving the party. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In an op-ed piece in Thursday's Washington Post, five-term Michigan Congressman Justin Amash said he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties. Amash arguing that partisan rhetoric is dividing and dehumanizing the nation. He says there could be something better than the two-party system.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.